Hello, and welcome to The Analytic Angle, a podcast brought to you from the Statistics, Data Science, and Data Management Corps in the HIV Center at the New York State Psychiatric Institute and Columbia University. In this episode, Martina and Kale discuss the similarities and differences between SAS and R, two different statistical programming languages that are widely used in the health sciences.
Hi, this is Kale.
Hi, this is Martina. So, Kale, I thought that today, because it's just two of us, we can talk about the differences between different softwares statisticians are using. And the two most common softwares that I have seen around are SAS and R. And so what do you think? Do you use both?
Yeah, actually, in my everyday work, I use both SAS and R. I do want to say that I have a little bit of a preference for R, so I might be a little bit of a biased person to talk to, but we can definitely talk about these two because I do use them every day.
Yeah, I used to use R a lot when I was younger in my graduate student days, but nowadays I'm much more using SAS just because of what I find now is the simplicity of running certain models only. But let's start really at the basics. So the biggest difference that I always tell students is that SAS you have to buy, while R is actually, what do they call it, open license?
Yeah, R is completely open source. It has that approach to its entire existence is to be open source and visible to the public so that everything that is done in R, anybody can actually go and look into the source files and the code and see exactly what's being done. Whereas SAS, it is a product that is being sold by a particular company. And so they don't have that level of transparency because, of course, you know, they want to make money by selling licenses for their product.
So I know that, for instance, SAS can never run directly on an Apple computers, and then in order for people to run SAS on Apple computers, they have to somehow emulate a Windows environment. But how is this with R?
Yeah, R is actually very flexible. So R can run on PC, and it can run on Mac, and it can run on Linux. It has versions for all those different operating systems, and that does make it a little more accessible, I think, to people who use Mac or Linux.
Interesting. So I can just go and download R and run it, open it on my computer. So because SAS is being sold and it's a product, they pride themselves on a very extensive SAS help library that has a lot of cases explained, and one can even, I think, call SAS and get sort of a help online or on the phone. How it is with R?
Yeah, R is not centralized in that way. So since there is no governing body and there is no company really in charge of it, there is no helpline that you can call. And while there are some central repositories that have a lot of walkthroughs and information for R, it's not really systematized in that way. It's not like set up the way a company help file would be set up. But I do want to say that there's a lot of people around the world who use R, and they're very nerdy people who are really interested in sharing what they do with one another. So they actually do go through and write up a lot of descriptions of what their programs do and what their functions do. And so I found that even though it's not a formal company that has everything listed out and a phone line that you can call, there really are a lot of resources for R that can walk you through how to do things.
So if I am starting user on SAS or R, actually it might be easier to start R because I can find a lot of people in the same predicament as I am.
I think that that's true, yeah. There's a lot of people who are interested in checking out R and starting from nothing with R because, of course, it's very accessible, it's free to do. So there's a lot of walkthroughs and online lessons that'll teach you how to download and use R from scratch. And I think there's a little less of that from SAS because, you know, SAS has a fee, so there's kind of a barrier to entry there that makes it a little less accessible, and there's less people who will just show you the real basics of SAS.
I see. So if, since you're using both, how would you compare the functionality of both softwares, how they are actually different?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think for me, SAS is still useful in certain settings. There's certain types of models that are easier to run in SAS. You have to specify less nitty-gritty details of the model to get it to run correctly. And there's been a lot of documentation for how they build those models that you can look up. It can be a little bit in the weeds statistically, like there's a lot of details there, but there is like a description and a justification for everything they're doing. Whereas in R, with some of the more complicated modeling, it's a little bit confusing what's actually going on. You have to go through a lot of hoops to get things to work exactly the way they work in SAS. And since there's a lot of people who've used SAS for a long time, they expect, I think, to see outputs of models that look a lot like the SAS outputs, and it can be hard to reproduce that with R.
I see. Do I explain it well when sometimes I say that SAS is basically a system of pre-programmed procedures that someone has programmed for us, and coding in SAS means just using those procedures with certain specified parameters? But in R, actually, we can create new procedures, or we can modify the procedures that are there, or in R, they call them functions, and that can make everything much more complicated. While SAS in that way is sort of simpler, because SAS has created those procedures for us, and we are just users of them.
Yeah, I think so. You might compare it to like when you're learning how to cook, like using a recipe and following a recipe, and that can get you a good meal, or kind of learning the basic essentials of cooking in general, and then you could maybe put those together to create your own meals or something. Because I think it's true that SAS has these procedures and these options. You learn how to use them specifically to get certain outputs, whereas with R, you learn the basics of the language and you can get a little more creative creating your own tools in that programming language.
But maybe in R, you have to also more think about coding. Well, in SAS, the coding is sort of not as clear because we just use the procedure and we just plug in the parameters that we need.
Yeah, I think that's correct, because R is a little more similar to Python and C++ and some of these other languages and like the way it's used. Whereas SAS has a very kind of unique, specific
structure
for like how you're doing something. Even like a for loop in SAS is a little more like complicated than it is in a lot of other languages.
Yeah. So are there any statistical analyses that you currently rather perform in SAS than in R?
Yeah, the specific models I was talking about that are kind of hard to run in R and get the same outputs are specifically longitudinal modeling, especially if you're doing longitudinal modeling where your outcome is a 0-1 outcome. So those type of models, SAS has a lot of procedures to get those models and their estimates and their evaluations of the model out very easily. Whereas in R, to get a lot of that information out and even to fit some of those models is just more complicated.
I see. That's interesting. I definitely prefer, for these reasons, sometimes to run SAS, because the procedures are there, and just once I learn how to use them, they definitely, not only they provide me with the results that I am interested in, but often they also converge, because sometimes the convergence of those statistical models really depends on those like little programming details where we are looking for a maximum likelihood function or anything else. So if, in conclusion, someone wants to start with some statistical software, which one would you recommend?
I do want to say, like I did in the beginning, I'm a little biased towards R, and so I think I probably would recommend a new user try out R. It is free, as we mentioned, and you can just download it and immediately start learning it. And something else that we hadn't mentioned explicitly in this conversation is, besides the statistics, I do think that R does a great job for things like visualization or data manipulation. It's just a little bit easier to use, in my mind, and it can produce really nice visuals. So I think for a new user, I would suggest R, but there's nothing wrong with SAS.
I agree. I think the barrier to entry in SAS is a little too steep, and it's expensive, and one doesn't want to purchase a software if they don't know whether they will really use it. On the other hand, if a person learns SAS, it's definitely an advantage on a job market, I think, in a certain companies, because the knowledge of SAS is rare, or rarer, more rare than in R. But if a person really wants to start with some statistical software, then my recommendation would be the same, to start with R.
Yeah, I agree.
And this concludes another episode of our podcast, The Analytic Angle, from the Statistics, Data Science, and Data Management Core in HIV Center for Clinical and Behavioral Studies.